Good morning, everybody. Happy Pentecost to you today. Pentecost, huh? That's about the coming of the Holy Spirit after Jesus went to be with his Father in heaven. Okay, let me ask you a question today. Who likes to eat vegetables? Do you? Who doesn't like to eat vegetables? You don't like to eat vegetables? Yeah. I remember when I was your age and my mom would make green peas. And she put onions in them. Yeah. Do you like to eat peas? But if you have peas, if you don't like to eat peas, and mom puts them on your plate, she's going to try to make you eat them. Do you know why? Because even if you don't like them, they're good. They're good for you, aren't they? You should try them, exactly. And they are good for you, right? Okay. Who likes to go get their vaccination shots? You like to get shots? When they stick that needle in your arm and give you a shot? I don't like to get those shots. I remember when we took one of our children for a shot. When he came out, he said, "It wasn't so bad. The needle didn't even go all the way through." even adults don't like to get shots. But you know why we do it? Because it's good for you. Exactly. It's good for you. All right. Are you glad it's summer now? Who likes to go to school? You like to go to school? A lot of kids don't like to go to school. But you know why we go to school, even if we don't like to? Because we learn things. It's good for us, right? There are lots of things in life that we don't really like to do, but are good for us, right? Jesus left the world, didn't he? Was that a good thing or a bad thing? Well, the disciples were sad about it. They didn't want to say goodbye to their friend. They were sad. But Jesus said, "You know what? It's actually good for you if I go. Because if I go, I'm going to send you a helper. And that helper will be the Holy Spirit. And you know what that helper is going to help you do? He's going to help you believe in Jesus. He's going to help you learn all about God. He's going to help you have joy, even when life isn't going so well. He's going to help you with the forgiveness of your sins by giving you forgiveness and eternal life." So is it good that Jesus left the world visibly? Yes, it is good, because he sent us the Holy Spirit. He did not leave us without a friend, did he? But he sent the Holy Spirit to be with us. So I got just a little bit of a song here today. Who knows the song, "She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain"? You know that song? Well, this is a little different words to this song. You see if you can sing it with me. The one line says, "Jesus did not leave us friendless, but with the Spirit blessed us." Can you say that with me? Jesus did not leave us friendless, but with the Spirit blessed us. Okay? And it goes like this. And you can sing it with me. It's real simple. "Oh, the Holy Spirit gave us faith in Christ." Repeat that, okay? "Oh, the Holy Spirit gave us faith in Christ." Then we sing, "Jesus did not leave us friendless, but with the Spirit blessed us. For the Holy Spirit gave us faith in Christ." Let's sing it with me. "Holy Spirit gave me faith in Christ." Here we go. "Oh, the Holy Spirit gave us faith in Christ. Oh, the Holy Spirit gave us faith in Christ. Jesus did not leave us friendless, but with the Spirit blessed us. Oh, the Holy Spirit gave us faith in Christ." Let's pray, okay? Lord Jesus, thank you that when you left us visibly, you sent us a friend and a helper, the Holy Spirit. We ask, O Lord, that that Holy Spirit would strengthen our faith in you, in Jesus, as our Savior. Thank you, Lord, for being with us here today in our worship. We pray your blessings upon our hearing of your word, for Jesus' sake. Amen.